Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You guys, I am back. I am off the beach, and we got a huge show for you today. Britney is free, Paris got married, and Adele is proven she still got it. I'm here with Morgan Stewart McGraw, everybody. And super producer, Mona Scott Young. Well, Adele showed us last night how she got those 15 Grammys, giving us the performance of a lifetime on CBS. She also opened that bag and let all the emotions out, telling Oprah all the tea. Take a look at this.
I've been obsessed with a nuclear family my whole life because I never came from one. From a very young age, just, you know, promised myself that when I had kids that we'd stay together. And I tried for a really, really long time. I was just so disappointed for my son. I was so disappointed for myself. And I was just, I thought I was gonna be the one that, you know, stopped doing those bloody patterns all the time. I'm just embarrassed that I didn't make my marriage work. Go easy on me, baby. I'm still not fully over it of me choosing to dismantle my child's life for my own. Mm-hmm. Makes me very uncomfortable.
You still feel guilt?
I don't feel guilt. I just feel somewhat selfish sometimes, but like I know that I'm nearing my goal of like finding my happiness, like, you know, and it's been, no one ever makes me do anything I don't want, and it was just like, but I was really ignoring myself for a long time, which was wild to me when I realized.
Well, the best thing you said here in this interview, as far as I'm concerned, is that now you're in a relationship where for the first time your love for yourself comes first.
Yeah.
And all great things come after that. I know that.
A quote I heard as well while on my journey was, if you're not feeling everything, you're missing everything. That sort of gave me permission to really do that during the process, you know. And
okay.
It was. If you're not feeling everything, you're missing everything.
It's very true. She looked amazing, first and foremost.
Yep.
It was epic. By the way, if you haven't seen this yet, let me tell you my favorite part of the whole thing, and then we're gonna get into it.
No spoilers, though, because I haven't watched it yet.
They sit down, and Oprah says, "Welcome." And she goes, "Oh, I love this place." And she goes, "Oh, you're just in my rose garden." And then CBS does a pan.
Was it like a gym?
It was like a 2-acre rose garden. And she goes, "It's right outside of my tea home." And then there's like a jib of a 4,000 square foot tea house where Oprah
has earned that. Right,
oh my God, the interview nook is my favorite. That's where all the interviews are happening. Good for her.
100%. But it was interesting because Adele talked about putting her happiness first and leaving that marriage. I feel like this is a foreign concept because I feel like a lot of women do feel like they have to stay.
I feel like a lot of people feel like they have to stay. They grapple with it. They struggle with it because nobody wants to go into a marriage or into a relationship knowing this is not going to work out. So you convince yourself for a really long time. Once you become, you're in a relationship, there's tunnel vision, and all you keep thinking about is, okay, I'm going to do this, but there's something wrong. Oh, okay, I'm going to do this, but there's something wrong.
You convince yourself.
The relationship is already over at that point. Once you're already in that mindset where you're like, why can we not just get over this hump, get through this, work on this, it's done. So all you do, essentially, being in that mindset, is just wasting more and more of your own time. Mm. She put her all into it. Didn't work out. It happens to mostly every person on the planet.
Yeah, but I do see that when my parents were growing up, or I'm sorry, when they were newlyweds, and my older friends who are like maybe in their mid-40s, I felt like they got to a bump in their marriage and they said, oh, this is just a bump. We're gonna get over this.
We're gonna work through
it. We're gonna work through it.
Right.
I feel like my generation, however, is like, gotta go.
I'm out. But you know what? The worst thing is to stay in a relationship when you're unhappy. Like, that's classic. We all know this, right? Because if you can't be happy, then your kids are gonna feel it. As long as they're co-parenting successfully, I think you can still have an extended nuclear family.
I agree.
That's the modern family. I mean, you know, it makes no sense to think you're staying in it for the kids because you're miserable. They can feel it.
I agree.
You know, the tension, they grow up not really understanding how to work through relationships because then they pick up those bad habits of staying in it for the wrong reasons.
You're right. I think the really hard work is once you have decided to no longer stay in your relationship, but to continually
co-parent.
Yes. Successfully co-parent or be within each other's lives and work to make sure that the priority stays your children. That is really the remarkable part about all the work.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I'm wondering, you've been married for how long?
A long time.
A long time.
Yes.
Looking back on your marriage,
yes.
Were there ever times where you were like, I don't know how I'm going to stay with him after this?
Absolutely. I'd be lying to say otherwise. But there was also this commitment that we made that we're not going to run. Mm-hmm. Right? If things get hard, we're going to stay in it, work it out. And if we feel at any point that it doesn't feel right for us anymore, we're going to figure out how to co-parent. There was one point when we broke up, and it was early, early on. I think I was still pregnant. I was about to have our son, who's now 25, right? And he was like, okay, but I'm staying. I'm going to be here for the pregnancy, for the birth of my son.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to figure out how to cohabitate because I do not want to be an absentee father.
Wow.
And
See?
So, you know, you've got to just figure it out and do what works for you, but do what works for the kids.
I agree, because ultimately, at the end of the day, you do become second once you have a child.
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
You do.
Well, yes. Adele may have won the night, but it's Britney who owned this week.
Yes.
She thanked fans who gathered outside the courthouse to celebrate the end of her conservatorship on Friday. Now, one thing she can do now that she's free, get this, Britney was never allowed to cruise around with her man, Sam.
Wow.
He posted a video of them driving to dinner over the weekend. Can you imagine being with somebody?
Look at the little things that we take for granted that she is now posting. Because this is a major milestone in her life.
It's a major milestone in her life, in our life. I feel like we finally have resolution to this conflict that we've been talking about for so long. I mean, I feel like this conservatorship with Britney got so
out of hand and twisted.
It's hard to even deconstruct at this point because there's just so many different versions about what took place. I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy that she gets to live her life. And hopefully she can just go on and be a happy, healthy person. If that means she wants to get married again, just do you.
Whatever you want. What is she going to do next? Britney's probably sitting there like, what now?
Right.
Now I'm free. What now?
You know what? I think Britney is going to cut her hair. I think Britney's going to dye her hair.
Let's not
I
cut
think
our Britney's hair again, Britney. We did that. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to get bald head, Britney. I think what Britney is truly going to do, she knows that the last 13 years, the fans have rallied around her, and the reason why this all happened was because of those people.
Yeah.
I think that you cannot look at them and not give them a show, not thank them in some way. I think she's going to return to Vegas.
Tour?
I think she's going to return to Vegas.
Okay.
You think?
I think she's going to give you the show that she has always wanted to give you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to lean into that and connect with people again.
That was what was always so weird to me, that she was still performing. She was still earning income. Everyone else was making money.
Well, that
it
she
was
had
just
to.
So
I think that was so
twisted.
Part of it. That was a part of the conservatorship. Yeah. They were like, you, the major.
You must work.
You have such strong earning power. We all need to survive and make money off of you. So you need to be controlled.
Crazy.
So I actually don't know if she's going to go back out.
She might need to just take a minute, even if sitting at
home
doing nothing,
but
doing it when you're free and able to do it of your own free will.
Girl, she's been locked in that house for 13 years.
No, but it was not by choice.
Right.
Now she could be like, I'm going to stay my ass at home because I feel like it, damn it.
I mean, there were reports last week where we were even talking about when, like, you know, allegedly there were cameras in her bedroom. Like, she has not had a sense of ownership or privacy to her own life in literally over a decade. So now I think she's going to do all the trivial things like driving and all the stuff she hasn't been able to do without 20 people approving it. She might get on a three-way call. You don't know. You know?
Girl, make sure you use star 67. It's 38 cents.
Yeah. Is it 38
cents? It's 38 cents a time.
Damn.
I thought it was free.
That's what it was back in 2007. I don't know what. I ran up a phone bill like nobody's business.
Damn. All right.
Well, while Britney celebrated her freedom, Paris Hilton got cuffed all weekend long. Paris wore not one, not two, but four different dresses. Paris's wedding had multiple receptions, including a Paris-themed fair at the Santa Monica Pier. Mm. I guess she didn't want to include Carter in that. And the guest list was off the chain. We're talking Demi Lovato, Kate Beckinsale, Paula Abdul, and Kim K, of course. If you were invited to a full weekend wedding.
I am here for every second of that entire four-day weekend.
It was a very, very fast. I feel like this is all I saw on my feed every single day of this weekend. And I was like, Justin and I did not go to that carnival, but everyone else we know did. I feel like, yes, but I do really like what I like that she did is on Friday night was the intimate ceremony, right? Like,
yes.
Not every single person was invited. That was really just for her close friends and family.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a sizable amount, but it was, like, not overdone. I thought the carnival was fun for everybody to just go and celebrate. And then what was the last? Was it another
wedding?
The last night
was just a
drink, cocktail.
It was
probably a farewell reception. Mm-hmm. I did that for my wedding.
Yeah.
I did it twice. 4 days of events. Mardi Gras parade. I got married in New Orleans.
Love it.
Went back after. I did it every single time.
I love it.
But a lot of people were saying it was a little over the top for somebody over 30.
What? Really?
Yes.
But it's Paris Hilton. Listen, there is nobody that looks more refreshed than Paris Hilton. Nobody that can party like Paris Hilton. And this is truly where she comes alive and has the best time. And she has been engaged. She has done the love thing. And she finally found the person that she's going to spend the rest of her life with.
Absolutely.
I mean, she should do what she did all weekend. And Paris, chic Paris, Oscar de la Renta Paris in this dress. That's the only Paris I need to see moving forward. She
100%.
Looks so beautiful. That dress, the appliques of those flowers on that dress, the way that fit her, girl turned it out for this weekend.
I don't need to see Paris for a while. She didn't invite me to her wedding. Coming up, Jessica Alba, Hilary Duff, Lauren Conrad, and more. We're hitting the red carpet with Hollywood's hottest moms. Plus, our new interview with Taylor Swift, what she's telling us about reliving the past. And we're not going to talk about Paris's new show because she didn't invite us to her wedding. Don't go anywhere. Not talking about Paris today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
You guys, I would like to introduce you to the newest member of the E! Family, Francesca Amaker!
Now, thank you, guys.
You're going to be seeing this big, bubbly smile all over Hollywood. Woo-hoo. She'll be ripping and running around and doing some very special things for Daily Pop. So get used to seeing this face.
Oh, my gosh. It is a dream to be here. You know, I'm coming from Atlanta, Georgia, Justin. And I've been covering entertainment for over 10 years. And this is a 360 moment for me, a full circle moment. I've been studying E! For the last decade, and it's finally come true.
Well, girl, they did not waste no time putting your ass to work because you were just hanging with some of Hollywood's hottest moms at the Baby to Baby 10-year gala. How was it?
Oh, I had so much fun, Justin. So many big stars. There were so many big names, and I talked with them about everything, like why Vanessa Bryant was the perfect person to receive the night's highest honor.
Better work it out.
Vanessa Bryant being honored tonight, why is it so deserving of her to get this award?
Well, she's been involved with Baby to Baby for years, and she's a beautiful human. Yeah. If you spend any time with her, you just know, like, what a beautiful soul she is. So we can't really think of anyone who is better to serve as really the person to honor tonight and all the work that they do for others. So she's an incredible, incredible person, incredible woman.
And speaking of honor, you went to therapy with her. You showed that to the world. Why was it so important for you to share that with us?
You know, I just, it was just like an honest conversation around, you know, what's meaningful and what matters, and showing up for your kids the way they need you to is just, it's important for me as a mom.
How I Met Your Father, yes. Working with Kim Cattrall, working with the entire team, what is that like? The fans want to know.
Oh my gosh. You know what? We have one episode left. It's gone by so fast. I can't believe we've like shot an entire season. And the cast is a dream, and everyone's like so excited to be there, and they're so funny, and the writing is so good. Like, we have already become a family, and we're already like have the blues that it's over. And Kim just came on board to play future me, and that was like, I really didn't have a lot of words at first, because I was like, ah! And she came and shot like all of her stuff in one day, and I didn't have to work that day, and I like showed up on set. So we're all super stoked.
I'm a big Lizzie McGuire fan. Can I just say that? Hopefully you won't get mad at me.
Oh, no.
Love.
I love to hear that.
I know the reboot did not happen, but do you think it's gone forever?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, for now, it's paused, and then that's it, you know, and whatever's going to be is going to be, and she is, like, so important to people. Like, really, she's so important to me, and she's so important to the demographic that she just hit right when they needed her, you know, so I don't know.
I want to know when I'm going to see you back on reality television. I'm not talking about The Hills. I'm not talking about Laguna Beach. I'm talking about your own reality show where you show women like myself how to be this boss mogul. Could you see it?
That's so nice. I don't think that's what you want to hear. I don't think so. I did a lot of TV, and now I'm, you know, being a mom.
She was like, hell no.
In the nicest of ways, she was trying to tell me, girl, I ain't going back. I got an empire over $40 million. I'm good. If, in fact, she was like, I got a new betting line. Check that out. Pay me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
She was like, that's the only thing you're going to see on this TV.
I know, but I had so much fun, Justin.
Well, you guys, Baby to Baby does great work. They provide essentials to millions of children living in poverty. Yeah. Who's your favorite person that you talk to?
Oh, man. I would say Lauren. Again, she had that amazing energy, amazing aura. But I have to say, Morgan Stewart was there with her hubby, Jordan McGraw.
That's rich.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's really rich. And actually, that was their first Baby to Baby together as parents. You know, she got those Irish twins now. So that was really fun to see them. But then my girl from Decatur, where it's greater, you know, Sierra, she was there as well, looking gorgeous. Kerry Washington, Mindy Kaling, all of them sneaking by on the carpet.
You could have stopped that Fertile Myrtle. I would have took that. Taylor Swift just dropped another brand new music video. She released I Bet You Think About Me, directed by her good friend Blake Lively. Taylor also hit the red carpet over the weekend to premiere the short film she directed for that 10-minute version of All Too Well. Now, no mention of Jake Gyllenhaal, but she was feeling all nostalgic about heartbreak. Check out what she told us.
It's a coming-of-age film about a very specific time in someone's life when you're between 19 and 20. You have one foot in childhood, one foot in adulthood. You don't quite know where to stand and how fragile that makes you in that moment. We go through life, we get our hearts broken. It feels really special and really fun. I've never directed a short film before, so I'm so proud of it, and it's a real relief. It felt like we really wanted to commit to creating sort of a tiny, short cinematic universe for the song that the fans cared so much about. And we have this 10-minute version of All Too Well. So I figured, why don't we take this, really commit to it, expand upon it, and see what kind of a story we can tell. And I think it's really beautiful how it ended up being. All I felt was shame, and you held my life to its grave. There are a lot of new/old songs, like the vault tracks. These are songs that nobody has ever heard before. So I think that I got a real buzz re-recording All Too Well, the 10-minute version, because these are lyrics that have been written a long time ago. But the fact that I'd never really recorded them before, it was pretty insane. I think one of the nostalgic things about this for fans is going back in your life for where you were when that album came out. It's also got like an autumn thing happening. They're singing outside. It's all really wonderful. I'm just feeling lots of nostalgic feelings, but all the memories I'm feeling are with the fans over the years in concert, and it's really a celebration of that bond that we have.
Can someone do a wellness check on Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, stop.
He was like, I thought we were done right. with this. We thought you were moving on.
Oh, you know, Taylor, I am so happy for you. I am so happy that she's in a good place now. You know, we've seen her for the last, what, decade, I would say, in and out of relationships, going through the hardest of breakups. And now that she's happy, I think people give their best projects when they are happy, right? So I think we're about to see something that we haven't seen before.
I don't agree.
No?
I think people give their best products when they're going through it. Adele, you're Mary right. J. Blige, right. Lemonade, you're come right. on.
Keisha Cole.
Yes. I like my albums with a little lament. Yeah. Taylor's re-recorded album, Red, Taylor's version, is out now. Up next, international singing sensation Nadia Natasha is here. We're talking about her new reality show. Plus, can you put someone under a love spell? We're putting it to the test, and we're not talking about Paris Hilton's new show. After this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My personal life, I've kept to myself. Until now.
Aquí vamos. I want to talk about this.
We're gonna have a baby.
Do you have to find another manager?
I feel like things have changed so much. We have a lot of stress, so now I have to work way more than before.
I'm breaking glass ceilings.
Please welcome international pop sensation, Nati Natasha! Oh. Okay, girl, I gotta know, because you have been super private. You have been super private. How the hell did Mona get your ass to sign up to put all your business out on Amazon?
If you know Mona, you know she has this sweet way of just, like, going into you and be like, hey, you're still good, you know. We're gonna work this the right way, and then bam, November 19th,
you know it.
My whole life is out there.
I love it. I love it. This girl, it was like one of those things the reality gods just lay out for you. Oh, because here I thought, okay, she's a superstar. She's private. I have no idea what the show's going to be about. But she had one life-changing event after another. It was like, boom. By the way, you know Rafi that you think is my manager? That's really my man, but nobody knows.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, honey, the tea was tremendo.
Okay? Hold on. Why did you keep that a secret for so long? Whose idea was it?
It was both, because obviously we wanted, like, you know, to always work things out in private, but it was more his idea because I was ready from the get-go to just put this man in, you know, and be like, this is my man right here. But, you know, it's manager and artist. It's not seen that much, you know, out there. And I want it.
You know what I love, Nati?
Hear my music.
Yes, I was about to say that. He's her manager first. I mean, no, he's her man first and foremost, but still manages to strike that balance with being her manager because he wanted people to see her as a real, empowered, which she is. She's in charge of her career. She's in charge of everything about from the music. And the concern was that if, you know, everyone knows, then it's going to be like, oh, she slept her way.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
But
yes.
What I'm waiting for is season 2, The Wedding. Don't you guys dare get mad. Without me. Let me say that right now.
When are you planning that wedding?
So it's gonna go. I'm always like, oh, I want something very simple, very, you know, very private. And I bet Mona's gonna get us into the situation where it's just gonna be like a whole event. And she's like, but it was not my idea. It was all your idea, Nati. I'm like, you're like, what?
I'm like, you wanted this, didn't you? No, he sent me that engagement ring before she even knew. It was amazing.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Well,
I know.
The other thing I wanna know, because obviously it was like you hit us in the face. It was like all at once, you were everywhere, your music was everywhere, but 10 years ago, the only girl on the scene was Jennifer Lopez. Now the market is open and loving and accepting of all Latinx talent. What does that mean to you to be in a class with so many powerful and talented women?
Mm-hmm. It feels refreshing. It feels like freedom because finally all this hard work, so many years, I've been out here like kind of, you know, with Duty Love and everything. a song that got me everywhere since 2010, 2011, but they didn't give you recognition. It was like if you still didn't exist. Wow. Mm-hmm. So now is like, I feel like all that hard work, all those breaking those barriers, breaking those walls, I get to see other girls, you know? Yeah. And that I feel like that's the only way that this movement is gonna get stay on top, you know? Absolutely. So I feel great that in a future, my daughter and other girls are not gonna feel like it's something impossible. And I feel amazing that it's happening already.
I was gonna say one of the very important things for Nati was being able to show that you can be pregnant and have your career and still strive to new heights. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And have true love.
We saw people like and comments and stuff like that. I remember at the beginning, like, oh, she's gonna disappear. She can't be this reggaeton, this pop artist, and still be sexy and pregnant and have a family. I'm like, yes, I can, you know? And that's the whole process that everyone's going to see in Everybody Loves Nati, which is crazy. Because, I mean, I'm going to have that forever. So it was a very different but amazing experience, just, you know, sharing it with the world.
Well, I am so excited that I do not have to wait very long, because Everybody Loves Nati premieres Friday on Amazon Prime Video. And if you want to vote for Nati to win at the People's Choice Awards,
yes,
just go to votepca.com. The
yes.
People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday, December 7th
Woo!
At 9 p.m. on NBCNE. That legal tag was just so long. You guys, Nati, we love you so much.
Thank
and I can't
you.
Wait to see the
oh
show.
God.
This Friday
no,
it goes
you.
Down. Thank you, Nati. Thank you so much.
It's a party. It's a party.
It is a party. Still ahead, speaking of parties, Melissa Gorga is in the house to dish on the Housewives Girls Trip drama, especially with Teresa. Stay with us. We're not talking about Paris. It's too
I'm such a cool mom. I'm going to, like, a gorgeous villa.
All housewives together?
Teresa and I are obviously go way back.
Aren't you so happy your sister-in-law's with you?
So happy.
When we're old ladies, we'll be like, remember we did all that stuff and we really didn't like each other, but we tried hard and then we liked each other.
You guys, will family drama take over the ultimate girls trip? Here to tell us all about it, it's Melissa Gorga. First of all, did you think it was a joke when they told you about this?
Yes. I was like, wait, you're actually gonna do it? We're gonna break the fourth wall? We're all gonna be together? I mean, the fans have been waiting for this for a decade,
right.
Over a decade.
Which
so
was
crazy.
The most shocking thing is that the fact that you've done Real Housewives of New Jersey for 12 years,
yes.
Where is our life?
Yes.
Right?
The fact, okay, but anyway.
Joey's christening. Joey, my son, was born in 2010. So it's like 11 years now, yeah.
I crazy. Can't even believe that. Okay, we need to get into this whole Teresa thing. So there was obviously a lot of tension with you guys leading up to the show.
Yes. Oh, you mean like early in the days. Okay.
Okay, and how was it on the trip?
Well, this subject comes up because we can break the fourth wall.
Right.
And it's one of those things where her and I will never agree on it. It's like the oldest running thing where she's just like, you came on the show behind my back. And everyone's like, get over it. She's here. Like, but it wasn't that way. And we
right.
do explain that. We explain.
Okay.
You'll hear my side. You'll hear her side. And we kind of agree to disagree most of the time, but...
Okay, so you guys are in a place of resolution at this point, you'd
yes.
say.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we're good.
She accepts her for who she is, and she knows.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, come on. It's been long enough.
Long enough.
I get it. We understand each other's personalities at this point, and I think we're just... We're good with that. We're family. We have kids that love each other, so...
That's the most important
yeah.
thing. That's so nice, also.
Isn't it so nice?
I can't wait to watch this.
I cannot wait to watch
We've
this.
We've been talking about it.
But hold on. I gotta ask you this.
What?
How pissed are you that you read Diamonds and Rosé and you realize all the housewives are going in on one another.
We saw that
And you
clip.
Kept it cute. You were like, wait, why did I keep it cute?
Wait a second. I looked at Dave, the guy who wrote the book, and I'm like, huh, am I the only one that missed the memo? Like, everyone is mad in this book. Like, everyone is mad. I'm like, am I the only happy person out here? Like, what's happening? They went in. Like, everybody was ripping each other. It was like, old housewives, they drew back like the Kim D's and the... And
they brought Kim D back.
Kim D scares me more than any other person on the planet.
I mean, she is like, when she comes in, you're like, oh my God.
No.
Like, it's like a thing.
But there, okay, was there something looking back on the book? First of all, I think it's very good that you kept it classy and you didn't get into the mosh pit with all of that.
No, the mosh pit.
I feel like it's because that's truly who you are in your character. The fact that you're given a platform and you're not just ragging on people. Because I feel like with Housewives, you guys have, it's dysfunctional, but you have each other's back at the end of the day because you're the only people that experience this together for real.
Well, that's really what the girls trip was about. Was about the fact that we can all talk about what we all experience, and now you experience the same thing in your city, and we can kind of compare just behind the scenes, the cameras. Like, and listen, this was very different because in Jersey, we film and the cameramen leave at the end of the day.
Right.
This was 24/7, cameras in every corner. Like, you are mic'd, they hear you from, you couldn't even walk to the beach, the camera went like this.
Oh my God.
So there was zero downtime with this. It was very, it was a lot, it was exhausting.
How long did you guys film for?
7 full days. It
was
exhausting.
The most exhausting thing that
I couldn't even imagine.
Do you know they gave us off for 30 minutes at one point? So I jumped in the pool, and I'm thinking I'm alone. Like, I'm in the pool. I was like, I want 30 minutes of sun. This little camera, as I'm swimming, it's like, follow me. I was like,
no.
I was like, literally, you don't get 2 seconds of downtime. This whole 7 days you see is, like, real.
Okay, wait. We have to jump back to the book. What do you want to ask?
I got to ask this. Joe's hot. Everyone knows that Joe is hot.
Yes. She's like, my Joe's hot, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've ever found in his DMs from a fan? Because I know they must sense
have him. Oh, we went left.
No idea. Yeah, we went left, but you have no idea. And I mean, full throttle, everything under the sun. Like, you might as well be watching porn. Like
no.
Oh, yeah.
Like a full gynecological.
Yes, and I've also seen, by the way, I'm in his DMs, everyone.
Yes.
I have the password. I have the code. I am all up in that. I see it all, girls. So, you know. Keep it classy. But they'll take my picture sometimes that I posted, and they'll say threesome to him, and then they'll, like, start...
Hold on.
Could you imagine having your husband having to see all this crap? Like, that's insane.
No, you don't even know. He pushes the button, and he said... My husband just did comedy at Caroline's on Broadway, which was huge, and one of the things he said is that it takes everything in his body not to push the little button because he knows that I'm going to see that he pushed the button, and he's like,
Wait, hold on. If I was married to Joe Gorga, you would have his internet passwords because you would be checking his DMs,
you
too.
We all would be checking. I'm just that girl.
No, come
Same.
On. I'm that girl. You're on TV for 12 years. You put your hot husband on TV. You need to be in those DMs. There's not even a question, so it's so good that you are. These bitches are
nuts.
It
just gives you, like, peace of mind. I can never accuse. It's always like, no, he didn't do it. They did it.
Does he have your password?
Yeah, he does. He does. But he doesn't, like, check like me.
Right.
But he does have the password to my phone. He does.
Oh, yeah. I would be Keanu Reeves in the Matrix. I'd be all up in those. That blue pill, I'd be all up in those DMs.
It stops a lot of arguments, I would say, with couples. I see it go down.
Yeah,
especially with Housewives. I mean, I think we're, like, the longest standing married.
Listen,
I
mean, we're knocking on all
knocking
the wood.
Knocking on all the wood.
Where's the wood?
God.
Let's knock on the wood.
You guys, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip drops this Thursday, finally, on Peacock.
Woo.
And scan that QR code to check out the Real Housewives of New Jersey gift guide. It's really good. Stick around because we have our own special gift guide. We're going to show you the products that will spice up your love life. Trust me, Melissa Gorga don't want to miss this. So, because I haven't been on Santa's nice list for quite some time, it's time to turn up the naughty and show you some great gifts to spice up your love life. You can scan that QR code to follow along. I got Mona with me because she got a man and I don't.
And I don't get naughty, so I probably need all of this. Okay.
Well, let's start with this. You know, there's a little love spell kit from Uncommon Goods. There's a crystal in there to heal, to attract love, to get rid of negativity. Which crystal are you going to need the most?
Which one do you need the most is what I was about to ask you.
The one for negativity.
Oh, really?
Because my love life is negative.
You want to, like, sage and crystal all of that out?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, bring on the positive.
I want to get it fresh.
Yes.
Now, you can also steam up your love life with some calming shower steamers right here. They melt in the shower, and guess what? You can use these to scrub his ass before y'all do it.
No, but this is, look, smell this.
Oh, no, this is amazing.
This is amazing.
I love this.
Are you going to try this?
I'm going to try this. I also love a steamer because it's a nice way just to relax, even if you're by yourself. You know what I mean?
This I love.
Are you into astrology?
You know me, I'm all up into astrology, yes.
Okay, well, Jessica Lanyado's Astrology for Real Relationships is broken down into three sections. So it's not just for your mans. You can do it for
your friends.
Casual dating, serious
family,
relationships.
Should I get rid of them or not?
100%.
Absolutely.
Gender inclusive and queer inclusive, so you don't have to be straight just to use this, okay?
I need this. This is what I love.
No,
I love
what
these.
What you need is this.
I love these, yes.
Tom, have you ever seen this?
I have.
It's called Kinky Truth or Dare. You pick a stick. I'm not sure if this is gonna work for, you know, daytime TV, but what's my truth
you
or dare?
You pick a stick, you put on your glasses. It says, if you could create your ultimate fantasy partner, what would he or she do to you?
Ooh, girl, this is definitely not for daytime TV. Put that down.
But the dare is good, too.
What's the dare?
Blindfold me and get out a bowl of ice cubes. What happens next is up to you.
Ooh, is the water filter? I always tell people, you have to have the right sheets for a booty call. Am I wrong?
Okay.
Because you don't really want to do it in sheets that get hot. And Casper has these hyper light sheets that keep things cool when things are getting hot.
And they're nice and slippery, so you slip and slide around the bed.
Yes. And if you need a little, you know, extra help in the bedroom and to get a little juicy,
or if
everything
you want
washes
to
out. It's
not
amazing.
Not see what's happening.
If you want to not see what's happening, hit up with the eye mask. These are actually perfect. I love Casper sheets.
Love.
And they really do wash well. Sunday Riley's Come Upstairs Massage Candle. Have you ever heard of these?
No, but do you light it and it kind of beckons them upstairs?
Not only that, when they get upstairs, you can pour the wax and use it as a massage oil.
All right,
but let me tell you, it's
got to
be hot.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, let that wax cool off, girl, because I've done that before. And I want to go back downstairs and get my PTSD.
Ooh, but it smells good.
It smells good,
come
and
upstairs.
It's super bomb. And also, if you're single like me and you run out of lotion one day,
hit those elbows.
And hit those elbows.
Yes.
Now, I cannot believe they are allowing me to show you this on daytime TV, but this is one of my favorite gifts to give. The Dame Intimate Touch Collection. It comes with the palm massager, serum, and a little aloe lubrication.
Why does it feel like you're already familiar with all of these products?
Because
you needed no prompter
because
for any
of
this.
I own all of these products.
Oh, no batteries? Darn.
No, we had to take the batteries out.
Oh, is that how you're able to talk about it?
Yes.
Because it has no batteries?
Yes.
Okay. But they're nice and soft.
They're nice and soft.
Yes.
And by the way, speaking of nice and soft, if you need to get your booty nice and soft, we have these butt pads over here that it's like a face mask for your booty.
Shake it, bite it, slap it, squeeze it. I feel like it's a rap song.
It could be.
Shake it, bite it, slap it, squeeze it. Okay, here we go.
I want 10% of that money.
So what are these? Like you put them on your butt and it softens
your butt? Hydrates, tones, keeps it perky. It's amazing. You guys, you can get all of these things at E. Scan that QR code before Mona steals all of this.
I'm just saying, is that part of it? I get a whole gift bag.
We're gonna get you a whole gift bag.
Oh, yes.
Her man's gonna be happy. We just want you to know that E may make a commission for sales made through this site. You guys have fun with these. Coming up, are you meeting the parents this holiday season and stressing over what to wear? We've got the over-the-top winter fashion trends that are gonna help you do this.
Thanksgiving is almost here, and whether you're visiting friends or meeting the parents for the first time, we've got your wardrobe covered. Please welcome back to the show fashion expert Melissa Chatain. Hello.
Oh, hello. Well, this is good. Because we're finally seeing people in person, we have to celebrate in style.
Yes.
So let's get started.
Okay.
All right. We're meeting the parents. The tip here, you want to be elevated and put together. Start with a classic statement coat, a trench. You got to just start it. Keep it casual. Keep it elevated.
Yes.
And don't forget to bring a gift for the hostess.
By the way, gift, card, something, bottle of wine. Don't come empty-handed to things. It's trash.
Definitely trash. Okay, so this look, trench coat like Victoria Beckham. This is from misguided.com. Misguided has some elevated pieces too.
The bows are adorable.
Yes,
on the
it
ties.
Is.
Love.
The pants are also from Misguided. And then this season, the purple is in. So the bag, that's from Pixie Mood. The shoes are from DSW. DSW has the season's hottest trends, and you got to do the purple top. Purple is the color du jour. You see every celebrity is wearing it.
Right.
It's elevated, put together, almost monochromatic. Really just elevated and
appropriate
elegant.
For the time.
Yes.
Appropriate for the time.
Yes. So like I said, the misguided look, the pants, the trouser. ditch the dress, go with the trouser. You just want to say, hello, I'm elegant enough for your partner.
So I agree with you. So what about, what are some other tricks to elevate your look?
Oh, yeah, well, a winter white mood.
Oh, don't even talk dirty to me. I can't. I love a winter white.
I love a winter white moment. This look, look at how gorgeous this
gorgeous.
Is. This is head to toe, Just Fab. Just Fab has shoes, sweaters, skirts, accessories. It's not just shoes anymore. This entire look, like I said, is from justfab.com. You can pick up the two, if you become a VIP member,
okay.
You can pick up two pieces from Misguided for $29.95 till December 1st and get 70% off if you become a member. And what I love about Just Fab, they're size inclusive and affordable. So they go up to plus size as well. So in the winter white moment, the tip here, you don't have to just stick with white. You can mix your creams and white. So I did a cream look with a white shoe, so you don't have to feel obligated just to do white.
Oh my God, you know everything. Okay, on the flip side, what if you're doing Friendsgiving and you're going for something more casual, but you still want to look cute?
Okay, so the other look that I have here is some holiday sparkle.
Okay.
I was so obsessed with this Tiffany Haddish moment that when she hosted Ellen, and she did this pleated skirt moment. I really loved it. So this is from designer Raimi Brook. Female designer. This is a Raimi Brook dress, but I styled it as a skirt. Definitely go with the pleated moment. What I love with the pleated skirt, it works for all body types. So if you want to cover your hips, you don't want to show a lot of leg, you can do the longer skirt, which I did the dress, but turn it into a skirt. And then guess what? The going out top is back. So this top is also from Raimi Brook. I tied it in a bow and then showed the waist a little bit and then paired it with some statement earrings and then shoes once again from DSW. So definitely have a pleated sparkle moment. Mm. And then if you're just going to a party with friends, this is the last look.
Okay.
You want to be comfortable in jeans. Everyone knows a jean moment is good, especially you're going to Thanksgiving. Maybe you're going to a bar afterwards. The last look is super fun. Leather and loafers.
Oh my God, I love thing.
Leather and loafer. Everyone is doing a loafer moment.
Everybody. Yes. I want to do, I just, pregnant doesn't work, but I love a loafer.
It does work. Trust me, honey. I know you have those shoes all the time.
I need some height.
Yes. Well, no, you don't. You could definitely make it work. Irina Shayk, Gigi Hadid, everyone's doing the leather
loafers. The most beautiful women in the world, she suggests right now.
She's and they like, are doing they the are. Loafers look, but the key here is to add some texture. The faux leather moment. So adding the texture with the leather shirt and the loafer, adding the bag from Pixie Mood. And the loafers are from Franco Sarto. I have those. I rock those at the Rolling Stones concert. It's a really fun way to have fun with loafers. And you're saying, hey, I'm having fun, but it's casual. Adding the denim with a little bit of texture, distressed look. It's fun. It's easy. No stress Thanksgiving. And you look good. Definitely elevate your style. Keep it casual.
Melissa, I mean, you do all the work for me. I love when you're on. Thank you so much. For more styling tips, check out Melissa's Instagram at Melissa Chatain. You can also subscribe to her weekly newsletter, Elevated Living. Coming up, Taylor Lautner's future wife is also named Taylor Lautner. Okay? We're going to discuss that. Next.
In the mirror.
Don't change the channel.
Welcome back. Taylor Lautner just proposed to his girlfriend of 3 years. Here's the catch. When they get married, her name will too be Taylor Lautner. They posted photos of their romantic candlelit engagement this weekend, and boy Taylor wrote, "And just like that, all of my wishes came true." So I have to ask you, if you were fiancés and your name would be Taylor Lautner, would you keep your maiden?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that already her first name?
Yes.
And she's going to take his last
name. And she's going to take his
last
name.
And she's not going to need to change not one thing on his credit cards.
Right.
Or his anything.
Oh, you know what I call that?
Everything.
Brilliant. Convenient. Oh, my God. Everything is just easy. There's no problem. Passports, license,
everything.
You can fill everything in. You can call and see what he's charging on his Amex because you're also.
Because you could say it's you.
I'm going to change my name to Jordan McGraw.
No, well, honey, you don't want him to see that credit
Young.
Report.
No, by the way, no, I've checked my credit. It's because I'm not paying any of my own bills anymore, so it's really high.
You guys, we will see you tomorrow. Mona, we had the
Mona,
best time
Mona, we love
with you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
guys,
you so
I'll
much.
Be in a Tuesday mood tomorrow, so come back.
Yeah.